Hello. We are going to act out Act 3, Scene 4 from Macbeth. So hope you enjoy.
The banqueting hall, banquet prepared. Two thrones are placed on stage. Enter Macbeth as king, Lady Macbeth as queen, Ross, Lennox, lords, and attendants. Lady Macbeth sits.
You know your own degrees. Sit down, at first and last. You're hearty welcome.
The lord sits.
Thanks to your majesty.
I will self and mingle with society and play the humble host. Our hostess keeps her state, but in best time, we'll require her welcome.
Pronounce it for me, sir, to all our friends, for my heart speaks they are welcome.
Enter first murderer.
See, they encounter thee with their hearts thanked. Both sides are even. Here I silk thee midst. Be large in mirth. Anon will drink a measure. The table round.
To first murderer.
There's blood upon thy face.
Tis Banquo's then.
Tis better thee without than he within. Is he dispatched?
My lord, his throat is cut that I did for him.
Thou art the best oath cut throat. Yet, he's good that did the like for Fleance. If thou didst it, thou would none imperil.
Most royal sir, Fleance is scaped.
Then comes my fit again. I had else been perfect. Whole as the marble, founded as a rock, as broad and general as the case in air. But now I am caven cribbed, confined, bound in saucy doubts and fears. But Banquo's safe.
Aye, my lord, safe in a ditch he bids, with 20 trenched gashes on his head, to the least a death to nature.
Thanks for that. There the grown serpent lies, that's worm that's fled. Hath nature that in time will venom breed. No teeth for thy present. Get thee gone, tomorrow. We'll hear ourselves again.
Exit first murderer.
My royal lord, you do not give the cheer. The feast is sold. That is not often vouched while 'tis a making. 'Tis given with welcome. To feed were best at home. From thence the sauce is meat is ceremony. Meeting were bare without it.
Enter the ghost of Banquo and sits in Macbeth's place.
Sweet remembrance, sir. Now, good digestion wait upon appetite and health on both.
May it please your highness, sit.
That's not Scottish.
Hey, had we now our country's honour roofed, with the grace person of Banquo present, who may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance?
His absence, sir, is blame upon his promise. Please it your highness to grace us with your royal company.
The table's full.
Here's a place reserved, sir.
Where?
Here, my good lord. Where? What is it that moves your highness?
Which of you have done this?
What, my good lord?
Thou canst not say I did it. Never shake. The gory looks at me.
Gentlemen, arise. His highness is not well.
Lady Macbeth joins the lords.
Sit, worthy friends. My lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought, he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed and regard not.
To Macbeth.
Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one that dare look on that, which might appall the devil.
Oh, proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. All these flaws and starts, impostors to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire, authorised by her grandam, shame itself. Why do you make such faces when what's all done you look but on a stool?
Prithee, see there. Behold, look low. How say you?
To ghost.
Why? What care I, if thou canst not speak to you? If charnel housing than our graves must send, those that we bury back, our monuments, shall be the moors of kites.
Except ghost of Banquo.
What, quite unmanned in folly?
If I stand here, I saw him.
Fie for shame!
Blood hath been shed ere now, ere the olden time. Ere human stealthy purged the gentle will. Ere, and since too, murders have been performed, too terrible for the ear. The time had been then that when the brains were out, the man would die, and there an end, but now they rise again. with 20 mortal murders on their crowns, and push us from our stools. This is more strange than such a murder is.
My worthy lord, your noble friends do lack you.
I do forget. Do not muse at me, my most worthy friends. I have a strange infirmity which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all. Then I'll sit down. Give me some fine wine. Full.
Enter Ghost of Banquo.
I drink to the general of whole table, and to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. Would he were here, to all and him we thirst, and all to all.
Our duties, the pledge.
Avaunt and quite my sight, let the earth hide thee. Thy bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold. Thou hast no speculation in those eyes, which thou dost glare with.
Think of this, good peers, but as a thing of custom. 'Tis no other, only it spoils the pleasure of the time.
What man dare I dare? Approach thou like the rugged bear, the armed rhinoceros or the thighagon tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm nerves shall never tremble or be alive again. And dare me to desert with thy sword, if trembling I inhabit then, protest me, the baby of a girl, hence horrible shadow, unreal mockeries. Why so being gone? I'm a man again, pray you sit all.
You have displaced the mirth, broke the good meeting with most admired disorder.
Can such things be, and overcome us like summer's cloud, without special wonder? You make me strange, even to disposition that I owe, when now think you can behold such sights, and keep the natural rubber of your cheeks, when mine is blanched with fear.
What sights, my lord?
I pray you speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him. At once, good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
Good night, and better health attend his majesty.
A kind good night to all.
Exequent, lords and attendants.
It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Stones have been known to move and trees to speak. Ogres that understand relations have, by maggots, pie, and chores, and rooks brought forth, the secret's man of blood. What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning, which is which?
How sayest thou that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding?
Did you send him, sir?
I hear it by that way, but I will send. There's not one of them but in his house. I keep a servant feed. I will tomorrow, and be time. I will, to the weird sisters. More shall they speak, for now I am bent to know. By the worst means the worst, for mine own good. All causes shall give way, and I am in blood, stepped in so far that should I rid no more. Return with were as tedious as go ere. Strange things I have in head that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned.
You lack the season of all natures. Sleep.
Come, we'll sleep. My strange and self-abuse is an initiate fear that wants hard use. We are yet but young indeed.
Woo! That's done. Well done.
But now we have to talk about why it's important.
Yeah, we're talking about why.
Why? So,
why?
Mr. Sherlock.
Thank you.
Why is he important?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. Because Macbeth sees Banquo's ghost.
Excellent. Why is that important?
Because he represents Macbeth's guilt.
Excellent.
Lovely. Do we think that this is in his head, or do we think that the witches have actually had a part to play?
I believe that the witches have had a part to play.
What evidence do you have that they're capable of something like this?
Let me quote, "Betimes I will spill to the weird sisters." That's a quote.
Okay, so he...
Is it a good one though, Tia?
What is he saying
Ouch.
There, Tia?
Ouch.
What happens in Act 4?
Can I call a friend?
No.
Ouch.
Miss Ross?
All right. In Act 4, Scene 1, why does he go to the witches? The second time. So he's already heard this prophecy, and now he's seen the ghost, and he goes to see them again.
Is it because he wanted more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So he's suddenly seen this ghost, and he can't handle it anymore. And he's like, I need to know more. Right? So this scene really pushes him to see the witches further. And we know that when he sees them further, it gives him that false confidence, right? Where all of a sudden he thinks he's invincible.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think also we've got the slight sort of
discord between husband and wife there.
Mm-hmm.
So how's Lady Macbeth acting? What's she trying to do?
Trying to cover up the murder.
Good. Mm. And also trying to act normally, you know. So we've actually just done that podcast on appearance versus reality, and I think this is quite a good scene for that. Anything else?
What about the relationship as husband and wife? Is she supporting him? He's obviously either hallucinating or seeing something no one else can see. How do you know that she's not supporting him?
Are you a man? She questions if he's a man.
Not in this part.
Doesn't she?
No, but what she's been saying is basically, she's basically sort of saying, get a grip.
She does say though that his stories about the dagger and that the seeing the ghost are like a winter's tale. Or sorry,
a woman's story
at a winter's fire. So like a kind of story that fairy tale.
She thinks he's being sort of overdramatic and you know.
But she doesn't know that he had Banquo murdered either.
Yeah, and you're right. She does compare him to a woman. That's line 65.
And she doesn't know what he's going to do next in terms of ordering Macduff's family to be killed. So there's like a reversal of the relationship there.
It's interesting that you mentioned Macduff, because what does this scene point out to the audience about Macduff? Did anyone catch that near the end?
Daniel?
How sayst you that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding?
So what's happened here? Who's not shown up to the banquet?
Say it louder.
Macduff. But why is that important? If they've got this big banquet, everyone's there. We've got all the lords and ladies of the land to celebrate, you know, with Macbeth. So why has Macduff refused to go?
Is it because he has no respect for them?
Yeah.
Good. So if you get a question about loyalty, this is a really good scene to indicate that actually Macduff is showing loyalty to Scotland by going to help Malcolm eventually, rather than paying this false loyalty to a king he doesn't support.
And one that he doesn't necessarily trust.
And that in the end is what makes him a more noble person.
Good. Okay, are we finished?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well done, guys. Meow. Well read. Don't do that.